Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you so much, all of you who are joining us by way of the blog line today. God has been foremost in your fulfillment and occasion. Thank him for all of the blessings that he's given to us, regardless of all of the negative nuances all around. God continues to just love the Lord, and we love you. We appreciate your presence. Oh, my God. Thank God he woke me up early this morning. I'm there at my computer for 2 or 3 hours here. And I thank God for starting me on my way when I put my feet down. And it was just good to recognize the Lord and give me strength to stand. Let my heart go all night long. I didn't know anything about it. But thank you. Just go back right now. Thank you, good God. Heavenly Father, many times we don't know what to say to you. You're so, so much above. Heaven and earth is so great. We must love you. Thank you for what you've done for us. Now we don't take you for granted. Everyone, we said that other people gave you honor, but your own people died. To love you. And we praise you, Lord, for everything that you've done. You think that each you've done that meets your standards. Anything you've done that didn't meet your approval. Forgive us, Lord, and help us to stand for your glory. I ask that you bless this prayer line. Even the way that you blessed it phenomenally already. You do exceeding abundance above all we can think. We continue to even more.
Thank you.
Yes, yes, it has been blessed by us. But Lord, I'm asking you to quiet. Even find it and bring us the vision of the such goodness. And God, we're not doing it for ourselves. We're doing it for you, giving you all the glory and all the praise. Thank you for those who are in Africa and India. I've been starting living everywhere. Thank you.
And
this is the second time out of the new scripture. Just grateful and adoration. Lord, you're the kind of person.
Make a way, make a way, God.
You call the praise and adoration. And you take all the praise and adoration and not remember them. No, you're not. The word says you are not unrighteous to forget. Those who assert you in your service, word, in the spirit, and in truth, you said. Not the word. And Jesus, remember. Oh, God. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for the gift. Be with us today. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name.
Thank you, Lord.
So we just try that. And this is your vision. Begin to me. This is your will. This is according to your purpose. And Lord, those who don't work your purpose and do the mission. God, I'm just asking you to bless the words you do. And we give you glory and adoration to you. Now, look on the person on this line, give them great help and great strength. Heal their bodies, I promise. Take our mass healing, even in this day. So, as physical struggles,
make a way, Lord, make a way.
In the name of Jesus. Jesus and touch them right now.
Bless,
bless, bless, bless. Lift heavy, heavy burden. Lost your comfort zone. Give them great success, make the Lord on top of us. Jesus. Well, we can do all things with God. It's good. You did say that this is the year of victory. We acknowledge you as the victory giver. Thank you for all men. We go forward. All the praise, all the glory, all the adoration belongs to you. And we're so happy to worship you. Bow down and get on our knees and pray. Lift up holy hands.
Yes, sir.
Thank you. Again and again. In Jesus' name. Amen. 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 Thank you, everybody.
Amen.
Are y'all awake? Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Morning,
good morning,
Jesus.
Good morning, good morning.
Lord. Let's speak to the Lord. Good morning, Lord. Good morning. We welcome
you. Good morning, Lord.
Good morning, Lord. Good morning, Lord. Good morning, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
In the room, miracles happen. So I want to welcome you, Lord, in the room. Happen wherever. Thank you for it, in Jesus' name. And let's give God the proper praise. Amen. Can y'all thank him for a couple minutes? Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
My father was a pastor and superintendent. My mom was a missionary. So I'm I'm just grateful that God gave me what I consider another chance.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen. God bless you, sister from Texas. God bless you for being a deaconess missionary, and we know there's a work to do. We all know there's a work to do. Amen. And God bless you and your father's church and everybody. Amen. Will there be another praise report?
All right, thanks.
Good morning, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning to our national chief ambassador, to each of you, to Dr. Betty Johnson, national ambassador, Mother Johnson, to all. I want to thank the Lord for how the Lord handled my gas bill at Mary's Mission. Every year I've been loaded with a big gas bill, I tell you, $3,000 or $4,000, because they don't do commercial like they do homes. But on yesterday, I received a zero balance in the mail, and I was looking at it, and I said, this can't be true. So I called the gas company. They said, not only are you going to receive a zero balance, you're going to get your deposit back. And I said, oh, my God. So I thank God for how he blessed me on yesterday. And I'm asking prayer for my sister Doris. She's in Jackson, in the hospital, Jackson, Mississippi. God bless each of you. This is Ambassador Lacey. I love each of you, and God bless you this morning on this prayer line. God bless you this morning on this prayer line.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. God bless you, Ambassador Lacey.
Amen.
And God bless you, Sister Doris. And God bless your... Who was that niece you said?
My sister Doris in Jackson, Mississippi, in the hospital.
Your sister's daughter.
My sister.
Your sister. Amen. I want to make sure I got it straight. Your sister in Jacksonville, right?
Jackson, Mississippi, in the hospital.
Jackson, Mississippi, in the hospital. Did somebody take that down for us, please? To keep that prayer in mind for Ambassador Lacey's sister. God bless you all. God bless Sister Lacey. And I thank the Lord that you're the only ambassador that I have not met personally. And so I'm looking forward to meeting you.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. And letting you all know what I'm talking about. Amen. Hallelujah. Hugs and kisses all around to all of you. Ambassadors, hallelujah, from me to you. Thank you, Lord. Will there be another praise report?
This is Sister William from Cedar Grove. I'd like to give honor to Yahweh and to Bishop Johnson. And I thank the Master for waking me up this morning. And
all
I thank him that kept me all yesterday. And yesterday morning, he just messed me up. I couldn't get this program yesterday. And I don't know what happened. Satan got in it. But I thank him that I'm in it this morning. And
amen.
And every one of you all, and all of you all, pray for me and my family.
Amen. God bless you, Sister Lee. Thank you so much. Thank you so much for your prayer report. Thank the Lord for blessing you to get in today, because sometimes I can't get in. So I just, go on and thank the Lord, because I know y'all are there. Hallelujah. Will there be another prayer report this morning?
Good morning.
Good morning.
Texas. Can y'all hear me?
Yes.
Yes.
Just want to thank Pastor Johnson for the prayer line, and I'd like to thank everybody on the prayer line. And today is my special day. Today's my birthday.
Happy birthday to you, Sister Renee. God bless you.
Bye.
Happy birthday.
Yes. And I am so glad to be on this prayer line. Y'all lift me up in the mornings. I haven't missed a prayer line since Watson Cobb has gave me this number. I just want to thank y'all and God bless all of y'all.
Amen.
Have a blessed day, everybody.
Thank you.
Go ahead, Sister Sharon.
Yes.
Go ahead, Sister Sharon.
Amen. God bless you.
This is Sister Lucille. I truly thank the Lord for waking me up this morning.
Amen.
I thank the Lord for all his blessings. I thank the Lord that my son is 14 years old. He goes to school. He gets kicked out. He goes to school. He gets kicked out. But I thank the Lord that I found out some things today that I didn't know. I thank the Lord that every morning I get on this prayer line. I don't know if it wasn't for this prayer line. Sometimes I don't know what I would do, trying to do all the things that I do around this house. And I just thank the Lord for this prayer line. And I thank the Lord for all the saints on this prayer line. And I'm asking the saints to continue to keep me in the prayers.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you,
Lord.
Thank you, thank you,
thank you,
thank you. Thank you. Amen, amen. Thank you so much. You know, those of us who have raised boys know that, you know, they don't really talk. You don't always know what's going on with them. It's for us to be here and live to Sister Lucille and her son and her children, because I didn't have no idea how old her children were. I don't know if they were big or little. So now I know she has a 14-year-old son. I have a 26-year-old son. Amen. Let's hold each other up in prayer for our son. Amen.
Amen.
They walk in and walk out, and they don't say nothing. And if you say anything to them, they just blow you off or blow up on you.
Yes.
Amen. I know what I'm talking about. They don't
yes,
want to say so that you know what's going on with them. But Through the power of prayer, we can know what's going on with them.
Amen, amen.
Amen. God
bless. And know the things to do to calm their spirits. Amen.
Amen.
Let's hold her up. And
yes,
Lord.
Yes, Lord.
It's not easy raising boys. I don't think it's easy raising boys. But we won't forget her in prayer. Amen. Will somebody take Sister Lucille down, her name down, and put her on the prayer list for today?
Yes.
Amen. And her
thank
children
you,
and her son.
Yes, Lord. Thank you.
Thank you so much for even sharing that, Sister Lucille. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Hallelujah. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Dr. Gaster?
Yes. Let's have about three or four more praise reports.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. This is Apostle Adams from Georgia. Good morning to everyone on the prayer line, Dr. Johnson, elect Lady Betty, and Mother Johnson, and each and every one on the line. I thank and praise in God this morning for life, health, and strength. You know, this is a testimony that I want to tell. It was last week, a week before last, I was on this prayer line. And at the end of the prayer line, Dr. Johnson got ready. He was praying for everybody, and he was saying different things. And each one of us, some of us were saying, I received that. But he was asking the Lord to bless us. So when I got off the prayer line, I mean, he just prayed a powerful prayer over everyone on the prayer line. He was saying different things. Lord bless them, and, you know, I can't remember all, but anyway, when I got off the prayer line, the Spirit of the Lord told me to pick up the phone and call my son. When I called my son, this is what he said to me. He said, Mama, I know it wasn't nobody but God told you to call me. And he said, I just got stopped by the cop, big truck. He said he was in some city going to make his delivery. And he said he'd never been in that city before. And before he knew it, he bypassed the stop sign. And he said there was the cop sitting there, and the cop saw him. So he said the cop pulled him over and began to check his his driver license and everything, and which wasn't nothing on it. It was clear. But anyway, he said, "Mama, that cop asked me." He said, "I told him I'd never been to the city," and he said, "Well, this is my first time here. I'm delivering." So he said, "Well, the cop say you're not the only one that passed the stop sign." He said, I read your license and everything." He gave him the license and told him, he said, "Go ahead on, just drive safe and be blessed." And he said, "Mama, that cop didn't give me no ticket." And I said, "You know, I just was on the prayer line with Dr. Johnson and all the things of God." And I said, "It wasn't nobody but God and nobody but prayer." And I just thank and praise God for the favor of God.
Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you.
Chief Ambassador Johnson, everyone alive this morning. I just want to give God all praise, honor, and glory for all the things that he has done for me. I thank God. I was on the blog line last night, and I was just praising and thanking the Lord, just going along with what everyone else was saying. Thank you, Jesus, and all the different things that we were just praying unto the Lord. And my granddaughter had went on a school trip for basketball, and I tell you, the winds were so high last night here in West Texas, and I was just saying, "Lord, she's in your care, and I'm asking you to protect her." And my daughter was just texting me and saying, "Oh, I just can't take this. I'm not going to let her go on another one." And, you know, it's a part of her grade, so that's what she does. And I told her, I said, "You cannot do that. You have to just pray and trust God." I said, "I'm on the blog line right now, and this is what we do, is that we just pray and trust God." And so she just said, "Okay." But you know, it's hard without the Lord. But when you put your trust in him, then we're able to make it. It's him that we live, move, and have our being. So sure enough, when my granddaughter made it home safely and everybody was all right, I just praised God. I said, "Lord, let us live." And this is how we survive, is knowing you and praying to you and trusting you. Truly, I just thank God for blessing them to make it back safely with just such high winds. And we know the damage that that can do. But I thank the Lord for protecting her. Continue to be blessed, saints.
Amen. God bless you, Sister Johnson. And you know, let's just like how my mother be teaching and talking to me every day now. She tells me, just trust God, and that you just got to just trust God. And that it's hard for folk who ain't saved. It's hard for folk who don't know God. Those of us who know have to know to trust him no matter what, no matter what comes, no matter what goes. No matter if we up, no matter if we down, we have to trust God. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Good morning, Sister Darden.
Good Amen. God bless you. Go right ahead, sister.
This is Pastor Elect Charlotte Gray. So good to hear your voice. You're doing excellent. I just want to jump in with my praise report really quick for my 7-year-old Angelo Gray. He had a good night last night. I don't know what it is when you see kids. They want to, every time we go to the doctor, they always want to say these children have asthma. And they want to give allergy shots and put you on inhalers and all these kind of things. And I said, I am thanking the Lord. I took him to Children's Mercy a week ago. Then my husband took him back Sunday. And so he went on to school yesterday. He had a good 2 nights. And I said, Lord, I'm just thanking you for breath, just to be able to breathe, Lord. It is just a blessing to be able to breathe. He is 7 years old. My 11-year-old daughter, I thank the Lord because they swore that she needs to have all these allergy shots every week. Just insurance is just a scam. And I said, we are not doing allergy shots. She is 11 years old. So I just thank God because he has shown favor on the great children. I just thank the Lord. My older children may not be where I want them to be, but God, I am thanking you because I am wearing these knees out praying for them kids. Bless all of them, Lord Jesus, because they need you, Lord, and fill them with the Holy Ghost. Lord, they need the Holy Ghost. Arrest them right where they are, Father, in the name of Jesus, God. So that's my praise for today. I am grateful. He's very well. He's going to school. I'm just so thankful for breathing. It's a blessing to be able to breathe and not to carry these inhalers and stop here and stop there. Lord, just thank you, Jesus, for breathing. What can we take for granted? Lord, thank you to be able to breathe clearly. God bless y'all.
Thank you.
Thank you, God bless you. To the leader of the praise service, I thank and praise the Lord for all of his goodness to me, how the Lord is good, and he is worthy to be praised. I want to say I thank the Lord for my son, Kenneth. He has quite a few conditions, but sometimes he has this shortness of breath. Yesterday when I went to call him for dinner, he had such a shortness of breath, but the Lord gave me to lay hands on him and pray for him, and God blessed him. He started breathing back normally and came and ate his dinner. I thank and praise the Lord for all of his goodness. God has blessed him. Like I said, he has quite a few conditions. He's a diabetic, and he had a heart attack, and there's quite a few conditions. He has arthritis real bad. But I'm just looking to God because I'm looking to God for a miracle. Until the Lord tells me different, I'm going to hold on to God and just hold on to his believing that God is going to give him a miracle.
Amen.
Amen. And God bless you, Mother Jamesy, and your son, Kenneth. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you, and blessing him for being coming to the dinner table last night. Amen. Yes. Let me put here for my mother, Jamesy. My son has asthma, too, and I
still not understand. No, not asthma. He has a heart condition. Sometimes he has shortness of breath, and he's diabetic. And he has arthritis real bad.
Go ahead, Sister Darden.
Amen. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Will there be another praise report unto the Lord?
Good morning.
Good morning.
This is Sister Carver, Texas 713. Oh, I thank the Lord for this prayer line. And Sister Deborah Johnson from Texas gave me this prayer line, and it has been a blessing in my life. The enemy's trying to attack my body with a cold, but I'm going to get this praise report out. Oh, I thank the Lord for favor also for my son. He called me from work yesterday, and he had told me, he said, Mama, I don't have all the rent so far. I say, well, give them what you have, because that way they'll know that you're trying to pay it. He said, you know, I'll have it at the end of the week. So when he got to work, he called the man, and the man said, oh, my job is on the line. You didn't pay all your rent. He said, your rent is due today.
He said, no, sir, I have the paper, and it says, you know, that I have until the 5th. So he called me, and he said, Mama, pray for the man for his job. Pray for us and all. So I did. I said, I'm already praying. So he called the man back, and the man said, well, thank you. He said, you were right. It's not due to the 5th. So I thank the Lord for favor for our children, for my son. And I don't know if y'all remember, but I told you, he has his restroom on the other side of the house. Every morning, he's going to be coming in here in a few minutes. He comes to mind. He don't think I know what he's doing, but he's listening to the prayer line. I gave him a number, but if he has to come on this side of the house, so long as he gets the prayers and the word of God, and y'all continue to pray for us and pray for him, because I'm going to live to see he answer his calling. And thank y'all, and I love y'all, and thank y'all for this prayer line. And y'all continue to pray for us, because God is good, and I thank you.
About your son, Davis Kenneth. Amen. With the heart,
position. Lord, right, as I heard you, Sister Lucille, about your son.
And Sister Lacey's sister, Ambassador Lacey's sister.
Sister Doris, amen. In the hospital, I heard her. And I heard Sister Lucille about who's getting kicked out of school. In and out. So we got you on the prayer list, and Sister Doris on the prayer list. But let me get a volunteer here. If they could, please. Sister Charlotte Green, if you're still there, can you get our prayer request again? If you're still there. Are you there?
Father, in the name of Jesus, I can go right on in. Thank you, Lord, to be able to come to the throne of grace. Thank the Lord for Jesus. That song was in my spirit this morning. Thank you, Lord God. I just thank you, Jesus. Throne of grace, Lord, is open. I just thank you, Lord, that we can come humbly, Lord, and we can repent openly, Lord. God, before we ask you, Father, to forgive us, Lord, if there's anything that we've done that's displeasing to you, God. Lord, I just ask you to cleanse our hearts, God. Cleanse our minds, Lord Jesus. Lord, as we want to lift up these ladies, Mother Digby, Dr. Lacey, Lord Jesus, Sister Lucille, Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord. I think there was one more, God. But, Lord, I just want to thank you, Lord, for these ladies, Lord, that continue to travail before you, God. They believe on your word, Lord Jesus, and your word is true, God. We seek you, Lord Jesus, and we thank you, God, and believe on your word, God, that you said that you will honor these requests, Lord. God, I would just stand in agreement. We're interceding obediently, Father, just asking, Lord Jesus, to lay hands, strengthen these mothers, strengthen these children, and the sister, Lord Jesus, Dr. Lacey, God. Encourage and equip them, Lord, in the name of Jesus. God, fill them, Lord Jesus. God, cover. Lord, each body part, Lord Jesus, each body part, Lord Jesus, strengthen them, Lord. God, I just thank you, Lord, because you are all-loving, God, all-knowing, all-seeing. And I thank you, Lord, for your covering, God. I thank you, Lord, for what you're doing, Lord Jesus, for these people, Lord Jesus, for your children, God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, now if I miss one, God, count it to me, Lord. I just ask you, Lord, to grab that prayer request, Lord, as I'm just sending it up to you from Kansas City, Missouri, God. I'm just sending it to you, Father, in the name of Jesus, God. Lord, I thank you that if we forget, you don't forget, Lord. It's already done. I'm thanking you, Lord, for what you're going to do, Lord, as we wait to hear the testimony, God, for the turnaround, Lord Jesus, God. I thank you that this line is going up, up, up. As we hear it from Dr. Johnson, we're going up, 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 up. We're going higher than you, God, because we're trusting in your word, God. We're believing that you are on time, God. You're a healer, Lord Jesus. I thank you, God. I thank you for infirmities. I thank you for rejections. God, I thank you, Lord, for everything, God, because without you, Lord Jesus, there is no us, God. We are your children, God, and I thank you, Lord, for what you're doing, God. Thank you, Lord Jesus, God. Now, you use us, God, as testimonies for others, God, that healing is real, God. It is real, Lord Jesus, God, and if you do it for one, you'll do it for the other. And Lord, I thank you, Father, in the name of Jesus. What was the one prayer request? Did I forget someone? Sister Garden? I got Sister Digby.
All right, Sister Charlotte, why don't you just go ahead and open the line for prayer requests, and then we'll pray some people for the people. Amen.
I will do that. And I have my pen and paper. I am ready.
Good morning.
No lack on the line. Good morning.
This is Janae McKnight, the birthday lady.
Good morning, young lady.
My great nephew, a week from today, he is having surgery. He's only 4 years old.
Oh.
And I don't quite understand, but it's his eye tooth. It's not coming in correctly or something. So whoever's going to do the surgery, you know, like the pediatricians and stuff, just make sure that, you know, just pray for the ones that are going to have hands on him. Because he's only 4 years old.
What was his name, Sister McKnight?
Aiden. It's A-I-D-E-N, Hall, H-A-L-L. And they live in Oklahoma City.
Okay. I have it down. Aiden Hall, A-I-D-E-N-H-A-L-L, surgery.
Uh-huh. And the mother's name is Mackenzie.
Okay. And I'm sorry, did you say when the surgery was?
It's a week from today. It's on February the 9th at 9 a.m.
I have it down. Thank you.
Thank you so much.